KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood beating Red Oak 5-0. Lewis Central, a 4-3 winner over Denison Sleswig. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Cam upends Exira EHK 2-0. Helen Riker had a big night for the Cougars. She tossed a complete game shutout, striking out a dozen in that contest. Woodbine beat Boyer Valley 10-0. West Harrison a 10-0 winner over Glidden Ralston. Arweva topping Whiting by a score of 9-4. From the Bluegrass Conference, Orient Maxburg beat Diagonal 13-1. Also last night, a non-conference play, Griswold a winner over Audubon 10-3. Kemper Catholic beat IKM Manning 10-0. Shenandoah outscores Southwest Valley 13-10. Fremont Mills over Missouri Valley 4-3. Grandview Christian beat Nottoway Valley by a 12-4 final. Also from the Mount Air Tournament, Lennox a winner 4-0 over Murray. In boys baseball action last night from the Western Iowa Conference Tournament, Underwood picks up a 7-6, eight-inning win over Trainer as Blake Hall had three hits, including a walk-off single in the eighth inning to help lead the Eagles. Tri-Center wins the other semifinal matchup, beating Missouri Valley 9-2. Trent Koziel had a couple of hits, including a homer, and a couple knocked in for the Trojans. In Rolling Valley Conference baseball last night, Cam, a 16-0 winner over Exira EHK. Lane Speaker was huge for the Cougars. He threw a 13-strikeout one-hitter last night on the mound, and at the plate belted three home runs with seven RBI. West Harrison beat Glenn Ralston 11-0. Arweva over Whiting 13-3. Woodbine beat Boyer Valley 7-5. From the Bluegrass Conference, Ankeny Christian over Orient Maxburg 13-1. Also, in other games around the area involving non-conference action, it was Atlantic over ACGC by a final of 18-1. Lots of contributors for the Trojans last night. Three hits and two RBI each from Colin Mullinex, Brendan Atkinson, and Garrett McLaren. While on the mound, Jaden Prohl gave up only one hit in picking up the victory. Also last night, it was Nottoway Valley over Grandview Christian, 14-5. Boston DeVault with four hits and three RBI. Kalen DeVault had three hits as well for the Wolverines. Shenandoah beat Southwest Valley 12-5. Sioux City East over Lewis Central 5-1. St. Albert needed eight innings to beat Sydney 8-7. Southeast Warren over West Central Valley 16-2. Ogden over Coon Rapids Bayard by a final of 7-4. The Iowa High School Athletic Association announced its 1A and 2A postseason district matchups for this year. In Class 1A, postseason action begins July 8th. They'll also play July 10th, 13th, 17th, and 20th. Some of the matchups in Class 1A from the region. In District 12, Glidden Ralston will be at Coon Rapids Bayard. Colonesco will face Madrid. Also, Baxter will play Ogden. Collins Maxwell will play Earlham. In District 13, Griswold is at Cam. Bedford plays Southwest Valley. Lennox will be facing off against East Union and Orient Maxburg versus Nottoway Valley. District 14, Essex will play at St. Albert. It'll be Stanton playing Riverside. East Mills facing Exira EHK and Fremont Mills playing Sydney in first round play. In District 15, IKM Manning will battle Tri-Center. West Harrison plays Arweva. Boyer Valley is at Logan Magnolia. Woodbine plays Audubon. Also in Class 2A action, postseason gets underway July 10th. It'll continue the 13th, 17th, and 20th. Among the first-round matchups, Shenandoah plays AHSTW. Red Oak plays Trainer in District 15. Underwood and Clarinda get the first-round byes. In District 16, Missouri Valley will face off against Maple Valley, and OABCIG will play East Sac County with Kemper Catholic and Panorama awaiting the winners. They get first-round byes in the postseason tournament. Well, Mississippi State captured the school's first ever national championship in any sport with a 9-0 win last night over Vanderbilt in the final game of the College World Series in Omaha. Rowdy Jordan had three hits for the Bulldogs, and Logan Tanner and Kellum Clark each went deep to help lead the offense. The Bulldogs scored once in the first inning, twice in the second, scored two more runs in the fifth, and then they blew the game wide open with a four-run seventh inning. The big story, though, was on the mound as Will Bednar started for MSU and threw six no-hit innings. The bullpen came on and gave up just one hit the rest of the way. Vanderbilt was the defending college baseball champions. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals finished off a sweep of the Arizona Diamondbacks. as they post a 7-4 win in a game heard here on KJAN yesterday. Tyler O'Neill had three hits, couple of doubles, scored three times. Paul Goldschmidt had a couple of doubles among his three hits yesterday. Kwon Hyung Kim started and picked up the win. Alex Reyes got his 20th save of the year for the Cards, who moved to 40-41 on the year. Cardinals will try to get back to even 500 tonight on the road as they'll start a four-game weekend set in Colorado against the Rockies. We'll have it for you live tonight. 6:45 will be the pregame start time here this evening. Also yesterday, the Royals continue to battle but come up short, this time 6-2 to the Red Sox. Salvador Perez had a nice evening for KC. Four hits, knocked in a run. Jorge Soler had a couple of hits, but not enough for the Royals last night as they fall 6-2. In other Major League Baseball, the Brewers beat the Cubs 15-7. Rockies over the Pirates 6-2. Nationals beat the Rays 15-6. Tigers beat the Indians twice, 9-4 and 7-1. Angels over the Yankees 11-8. Marlins beat the Phillies 11-6. The Mariners over the Blue Jays 9-7. Padres beat the Reds 7-5. Braves over the Mets 20-2. White Sox topping the Twins 13-3. Orioles beat the Astros 5-2. And the A's over the Rangers by a 3-1 final. Well, Noble Thomas has announced that he'll be a Cyclone. On Wednesday, the three-star cornerback announced his commitment. He made his official visit to campus during the first week of June. The Orange City, Florida native picked Iowa State over a dozen other offers, including Boston College, Coastal Carolina, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and West Virginia. Thomas is the 91-ranked cornerback and the number 140-ranked recruit in the state of Florida. That's according to 24/7 Sports. The 6'1", 185-pound cornerback also took official visits to Oregon State and Boston College. Iowa State now has nine commitments for the class of 2022. In basketball, Iowa State announced its men's basketball non-conference schedule for the 2021-22 season. That'll be Coach T.J. Otzelberger's first season as head of the program. That schedule features 10 home games, highlighted by games against Iowa in the Iowa Corn Cy-Hawk Series, Missouri in the Big 12 SEC Challenge, and 2021 Elite Eight participant Oregon State. Otzelberger's debut will come Tuesday, November 9th against Kennesaw State at Hilton Coliseum. The Cyclones will host Oregon State on Friday, November 12th. The annual game against Iowa returns to Hilton Coliseum Thursday, December 9th. Iowa State also previously announced games scheduled at Creighton in the Big 12 Big East battle on Saturday, December 4th, as well as the NIT season opening tip-off that's played at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn November 24th and 26th. That's a holiday tournament that'll see Iowa State play two games against the likes of Memphis, Virginia Tech, or Xavier. The Big 12 SEC Challenge returns to Hilton Coliseum for the first time since 2018 as the Cyclones will renew their rivalry with Missouri. In the NBA last night, Phoenix beat the LA Clippers 130-103, and with that, the Suns advanced to the NBA Finals with a 4-2 win in that series. And in the Stanley Cup Finals, Tampa Bay outskated Montreal 3-1. Lightning hold a 2-0 lead in that best-of-seven series for the Cup. That's Check of Sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.